Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the run-up to the 2024 presidential election, there's been a constant drumbeat painting a fictional picture of the border and undocumented immigration as a clear and present danger to the United States. People like Donald Trump use inflammatory language to describe the immigrants using terms like invasion, bloodbath, and poisoning the blood of the country. But here's a more accurate term that they should be using, taxpayer. A recent study shows that undocumented immigrants are paying sizable amounts into the national tax system, including income tax, Social Security, state, and local sales tax. Marco Guzman is an analyst with the Institute on Tax and the Economic Policy. And Marco Guzman, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me, David.
So give me an idea of how much money we're talking about that undocumented migrants would be paying into the system.
Yeah, so our new updated report looks at the federal, state, and local taxes that undocumented immigrants paid in 2022. And we find that total, they paid $97 billion. $59 billion of that was paid to the federal government, while a little over $37 billion was paid to state and local governments.
And so how do they pay? I know, sales tax, you can't really get around paying sales tax if you're going to go buy something. But how would they end up paying into the federal tax system?
Yeah, and the federal taxes, they can pay federal income tax. They can file with what the IRS calls an ITIN, which stands for Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. The IRS hands these out to people who cannot get Social Security numbers. And so that helps with compliance. They can pay via withholding as well, which is the money that is taken out of their weekly or monthly paychecks.
Texas is one of the states that you have in the report that seems to benefit from this. How is Texas doing here?
Yeah, so for Texas, we have a population of about 1.8 million undocumented immigrants, and they have a total aggregate income of about $55 billion. So we have them paying about $4.9 billion in state and local taxes. And as we mentioned, the debt, sales and excise taxes is about $2.8 billion. Property taxes, which is either paid by homeowners or folks who rent, as it's commonly understood that a portion of property tax is passed on from landlords to renters via their monthly rent. That's about $1.8 billion. And then you have personal and business income taxes, which is about $181 million.
So the impression that people who are in the country, that they're undocumented, when you say undocumented immigrants, are you referring to also people who are asylum seekers? Because once they're in the country as an asylum seeker for 6 months, then they are eligible to work? Or are you talking about people who are completely avoided any form of trying to enter the country legally?
Yes, we're the latter. We leave out folks who have access to work authorization. The way we kind of compile this this number of undocumented immigrants is we look at census data, and then we kind of made a series of logical edits to help us figure out who then would be considered or most likely undocumented.
All right, let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, and we have Michael on the line. And Michael, you're on the air.
I was calling about these folks who choose to break the law. We have to pay a lot of money to have our border protected. That costs a lot of money. And I bet that we pay a lot more money to have our border protected. That doesn't keep them out. So really and truly, they're not losing any money. They're breaking the law, and they're making us pay a whole lot more money into our border security if it doesn't work. Thank you.
All right, Michael, thank you for the call. So there have been estimates, particularly here's one from the Center for Immigration Studies, testimony that was delivered to Congress in January 11th, 2024, saying that illegal immigrants are a net fiscal drain meaning that they receive much more government services than they pay in taxes. So I'm not really sure about, you know, if they include the cost for border security. And that's a whole different argument, because we can try to establish if border security is even effective, or what, who's paying for what. But in terms of services, that's kind of is what this argument that's being played out. But your report says that the undocumented immigrants are paying in taxes, but yet they're not eligible for these services that they're paying into these systems. So what how do you see it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Undocumented immigrants, they do pay via some income and payroll taxes into these federal programs that, again, they don't have access to. So they pay $25.7 billion in Social Security taxes, about $6.4 billion in Medicare taxes, and $1.8 billion in unemployment insurance taxes. And as I mentioned with the filing with the ITIN, they can file income taxes with that number. It does not authorize them to work in the U.S., nor does it provide eligibility for Social Security benefits, and nor does it qualify them or their dependents, rather, for the earned income tax credit.
There's, according to this report, illegal immigrants make extensive use of welfare. Based on government data, they estimate that 59% of households headed by illegal immigrants use one or more major welfare program. I don't see how they arrive at that, seeing how illegal immigrants are not eligible for welfare. And I'm not even clear what the word welfare means, since there's no actual welfare program in the United States. There's TANF and there's food stamps, you know, SNAP benefits. So there seems to be an area that is very clouded and needs a lot of clarity, and away from the politicization of this whole argument. So what are your findings in terms of, like, are people in the country who are working, who are undocumented, why are they on welfare? I mean, there seems a whole lot of different cross arguments being put forth about, you know, who these people are and what they do. We hear from Donald Trump now that they're coming to take black jobs. I'm not sure what that means. But are they here to get on welfare, or are they here to take jobs? So, I mean, what are you seeing in terms of their employment?
Yeah, you know, from our research, we find that when they get here, they work. 86% of undocumented immigrants earn their income from wages, and about 11%, another 11% of that is from self-employment income. Their labor participation, labor force participation rates are higher than the population, than the native born population, and undocumented immigrants, they make up 4.7% of the workforce, despite only being 3.4% of the overall population. So they come here to work, and they oftentimes, you know, live in mixed status families, which are households with citizen residents. They're here to primarily work.
There's also been a study by the Federal Reserve that shows that undocumented migrants are contributing to the overall economy and have been bolstering the economy to keep it from sliding into a recession over the last 5 years. But your report recommends that if people who were in the country, undocumented migrants who were working, were given better work authorization, then their tax contributions would increase, because then they would be able to get better and better paying jobs.
Yeah, that's correct. In Texas, if they were to be granted legal status, we would see their contributions jump from $4.9 billion to about $5.3 billion, which is an increase of nearly $474 million.
There's a lot of people who are predicting that Social Security is on shaky ground these days because there aren't enough people paying into the system. But having a population like migrants who are undocumented, who will never qualify for Social Security, paying into the Social Security system, is that helping keep it solvent?
Yeah, it is actually. When you, especially if you look at other countries, and they're having this difficult time with immigration, difficult time with funding these social safety net programs into the future. The U.S. benefits from immigration. The CBO, actually, the Congressional Budget Office, just put out an analysis looking at kind of the effect of the more recent surge in immigration, and they estimate that. This more recent surge will contribute about $1.2 trillion in federal revenues over the next 10 years. So, that's again more revenue that will help contribute to much of our social safety net.
So in this report from the Center for Immigration Studies, they say the biggest drain that undocumented migrants have on the social safety net system is putting their children into public schools. And then you told us earlier that migrants who are here, they are paying rent somewhere, and that or they're paying property taxes, which is the main thing that pays for public schools through their rent. So
Yeah, that's
does
correct.
that balance out? Is that still a drain on the system?
We didn't look at kind of the opposite side of the picture. We were looking at specifically how much money they are contributing into the system. But again, at the state and local level, total undocumented immigrants contribute about $10.4 billion in property taxes, which property taxes help fund local education.
So do you see it overall, just looking at the big picture, when you say $100 billion with a B in federal, state, and local taxes were paid by undocumented immigrants in 2022, does that work itself out to be a benefit to the nation, or is it still, that the tax payments of illegal immigrants don't cover the cost that they create?
Yeah, I would say certainly, regardless, it's a benefit. Again, we wanted to focus on research that shows that these undocumented immigrants pay taxes. They do not come here. They are not, a drain on the economy in terms of coming here and only taking from the states and localities in which they live.
Right, because the report that y'all put out is probably the first, really comprehensive look at how much taxes are being paid by undocumented immigrants. And other reports like this one from the Center for Immigration Studies seems to be much lower than the number that you cite.
Yes, certainly.
And do you think that that's because this hasn't been tallied, or is it overall these assumptions that have been made about illegal immigration?
Yeah, it's likely the assumptions. I'd be happy to kind of dig into their methodology a bit, but I believe our methodology stacks up. I would encourage everyone to take a look at it. It's probably twice as long as the report is.
And yeah, but given the fact that they are paying so much taxes, and they don't qualify for almost all these services, what's your final takeaway from the fact that they don't get these services, unless they're emergency services or public school services?
Yeah, I think I just kind of going back to our overarching point. It's that they pay taxes. They oftentimes they're subject to a tax code that is harsher on them because they are paying into these programs that they will not see any benefit from in the future. They do not claim things like the federal earned income tax credit. They can't claim the child tax credit if their child does not have a social security number. And they help, again, fund our social safety net and programs that we all will benefit from.
Marco Guzman is an analyst with the Institute on Tax and Economic Policy. Their recent study shows that undocumented immigrants paid almost $100 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022. And thank you so much, Marco, for joining us today. Appreciate your input.
Thanks for having me, David.
And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.